At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Over the weekend, and this is the one thing I hate about the Baseball Hall of Fame, I hate the fact that the speeches are in the middle of other baseball games. Because I'm a baseball fan, I'd love to watch all the Hall of Fame speeches, but it's actually competing with Major League Baseball. So I never watch the Hall of Fame speeches live. Usually I just go on YouTube at night, and I'm like, let me check it all out. I wish there was a way for Major League Baseball to have the ceremony as a standalone event, not competing with actual baseball. One idea I have is to make it on a Sunday night. So instead of the Mets playing the Giants, that's a day game too, and Sunday Night Baseball instead is the Hall of Fame ceremony, and I think that would have benefited you, Teek, and everyone else.
Yeah, but
it was balls hot outside.
It was ridiculously hot outside. In fact, Dave Parker II took his jacket off as soon as he got up. Dude, it's baking out here. So CeCe was like sweating through his clothes. It was crazy.
We could all see.
And they were in the shade.
That's crazy.
And we were in the sun. It was insanity.
So my nighttime idea would actually be beneficial.
It would be, but it'd be challenging because Cooperstown is it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's 3.5 hours for me to get home. Almost 4 hours to get home. And so if it ended at like 7 or 8 or even later, I'm not getting home. I'm not going to stay in Cooperstown.
Well, I love you, Teague. This ain't about you and what time you get home.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I don't need to go anymore. Who else is going in that I need to go see?
I think you're done.
I'm good.
Did you like Cooperstown?
I did like Cooperstown.
Was it as cool of a city as I described when I got mocked by Tommy and Sean?
So around the lake was amazing. Otsego was the lake.
Oswego?
No, I think it's Otsego. How you say the name of the lake? It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. The homes were amazing, but you get like 5 miles outside of that. You're like, where the hell am I?
No, it's middle of nowhere.
But
it's such a beautiful town.
But it's beautiful. It was kind of fun to think about. There's nothing up here except for the Baseball Hall of Fame
and the town surrounding it, with all those little restaurants and you know the shops.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool. I'm glad we went because we weren't gonna go until the day of, drive up 3.5 hours and go to the ceremony, sit in the heat, and then drive back because there was nowhere to stay. Like if you slept a little bit on getting your room, you were screwed.
Dude, you got to do it years in advance.
You had to stay 1.5 hours away.
Crazy.
But Angie Martinez and her partner, Orande, had a place, Airbnb, last minute, and they had an extra room.
Oh, nice.
So we went up the night before, and we got to hang out and go to CC's, the Yankees party that they threw, and that's where all the people were.
Well, we all saw a picture, for those that haven't seen it, a picture of New York sports royalty. It featured Andy Pettit.
Mm-hmm.
It featured CC Sabathia, of course, the man of the honor, man of the hour. It featured Michael Strahan. It featured Tiki Barber. And it featured El Capitan. Derek Jeter.
Yes.
Now, Derek Jeter has taken some shrapnel over the last few weeks, including from our very own Boomer Esiason.
Boomer Esiason!
Who called him, quote, an elitist for not going to Old Timers Day.
Mm.
So, a couple of questions. Is Derek Jeter aware of what Boomer said?
Yes, Derek Jeter is aware. And in honor of that, I'm going to do my, what are we going to call it? Oh, I know, a Cinco de Tiki.
Oh!
We're going to do a Cinco de Tiki of my five favorite Hall of Fame moments. First of all, congratulations to all the inductees, Billy Wagner, who is an amazing flamethrower from Southwest Virginia, Tazewell, Virginia, by the way, which is just down the road from Roanoke, Virginia, where I grew up. Obviously, Dave Parker, the Cobra, who was a ridiculous athlete way before his time. Dick Allen, who was Rookie of the Year and an MVP and carried a huge stick. Obviously, my guy, CC Sabathia, and the immortal Ichiro Suzuki. So, here we go.
Number five.
So, we went up on Saturday night, and we got to go to the who's who of Yankees on Saturday's CC's party. Now, Rob Manfred was there, Hal Steinbrenner was there, Strahan was there, Harold Reynolds, our dude, was there, Eric Davis, ED, was there, Reggie Jackson, tons of other people, legends, and who's who from the Yankees. Reggie, who you talked about, Pettit, Mariano was there, Jeter was there. And I went up to Jeter, and I said to him, geez, I got a question for you. By the way, this is fully on the record.
So he knew this was all on the record.
This was on the record.
All right.
I'm like, old timers day. Because my partner says you don't want to hit. You don't want to look like you can't hit.
I stand by that.
That's not true. I said, what happened? And he says, I have a birthday party for my kids.
Did he deny that he doesn't want to hit, though?
No, he does. He doesn't care.
He doesn't
care. He would. You were dead wrong. More importantly, Boomer was dead wrong. He got so mad at Boomer, I had to go buy him shots. So mad that I had to like dump water on his head
so he'd
cool down and chill out. Boomer, just call him. Just ask. Well, he's not an elitist.
In fairness, does Boomer have Derek's phone number?
I don't know. He's a star in town. Wait, find it.
So Jeter said, quote, he should have called me?
Should have called me. Don't speculate about me. Just talk to me.
Wow.
So he was hot. I had to calm him down.
Wow. Whew. Not to interrupt, I think that's great. Boomer should know better. Here's my biggest concern out of that. You had to go buy Derek shots. I'm supposed to believe in the Yankees at the deadline. No open bar.
It was open.
All right.
I'm sure it was paid for by
Hal. He was trying to make things sound better.
Right. I was making it more interesting.
Number four.
So, this is interesting. So, my former brother-in-law, if this kind of makes sense, his name is Mark Caiafa. He's a SVP over at MLB Network.
Okay.
Does the production side. So, me, Tiki Barber, football player in New York, because of the power of WFAN, I've become known as a baseball man.
You're a baseball guy.
I'm a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I was actually on the Hall of Fame broadcast.
Wow.
They called me aside to talk about CC.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's pretty awesome. And I chalk it up to being on WFAN.
Number three.
So Dave Parker II. Obviously, he passed away just after finding out that he was elected into Cooperstown. And he started to write his speech because they didn't know if he was going to make it. And he wrote a poem that his son, Dave Parker II, read at the induction ceremony. And it was epic.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It felt like the whole thing was in the voice of Dave Parker speaking through his son.
Wow.
And it ended, if you watch this, it ended with a poem that he wrote. And this poem was classic because it was all of these things that he talked about, love in Pittsburgh and, you know, loving like who he was and who he became. And he has this confidence and cockiness about him. And it ended in this like iconic way because in his documentary, I mean, it took him a long time to get to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so for those that missed this, the end of the poem is, to my friends, families, I love y'all. Thanks for standing by my side. I told y'all Cooperstown would be my last ride. So the Star of David will be in the sky tonight. Watch it glow. But I didn't lie in my documentary. I told you I wouldn't show.
Wow, that's funny.
It was great. Oh, that was great. That was his last line. It was fantastic.
I haven't seen that speech yet. Like I mentioned, I watch everything on YouTube. Yeah. I got to watch that.
It was great.
I'm glad that Dave Parker, because I think what's so sad sometimes is when a guy gets into the Hall of Fame and it's after they're gone. And they don't get to enjoy
100%.
That. The fact that he knew, the fact that he was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He may not have been there for the ceremony, but he knew he was getting in.
Great.
I think it's fantastic.
So,
number two.
Ichiro's speech was outstanding.
Yes.
I mean, my wife, Tracy, asked me, she said, is he going to do it in English or is he going to? I said, he's probably got to have an interpreter. He gets his speech, gets his ring, takes the pictures with the commissioner, just stands up there, he goes and grabs a binder. And I was like, dude, he's going to talk. He's going to do it himself.
Yes.
And so he spoke like so deliberate and emotive and he was poignant and funny. It was like a lot of levity. But the details of his speech were just awesome. And he talked about how in Japan, like people had a lot of opinions. Because think, it was Nomo before him. Mm-hmm. That inspired him and a lot of others. And then he came over. And in Japan, they basically said, don't embarrass the nation.
Right.
He said that in the speech. It was amazing. But the thing about it that made it funny was that he called out one particular guy.
Yeah.
One particular guy who we all know. There was one unanimous Hall of Famer in Major League Baseball. That's Mariano Rivera. There should have been two, and Ichiro wanted to know who it was.
Baseball taught me what it means to be a professional, and I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one of you. And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
He was amazing. Ichiro went last. He was iconic as a player. I mean, well over 4,200 hits.
Yeah, including Japan.
When you count to Japan.
Which you have to.
You have to, because he was a professional there for a lot of years and came to the United States and was just amazing. It's funny, Evan and I were talking about this before the show. He wouldn't have been highly judged because of his OPS.
Yeah.
Because he was just on base. But he didn't walk.
He didn't hit for power.
He didn't walk, didn't hit home runs, but... Dude, you needed a hit. He was getting you a hit.
He's one of the great pure hitters you've ever seen.
And one of the great right fielders or center fielders that you've ever seen.
Stole a ton of bases, had a great arm in right field. He was a wonderful all-around player, but he could tell you could tell by that speech, he's still pissed off about that one guy.
Right.
Number one.
And of course, it's got to be my guy, CC Sabathia, talking about not specifics. I loved what he did, actually, in his speech. Because usually you get these speeches at Hall of Fames or other venues like this or moments like this, and you just get into the thank everybody stage.
Right.
Like, thank this person, thank this person, thank this person. And we don't know who the hell you're talking about most of the time, so it becomes long and droning. But CeCe got up there and he said, there's so many people to thank, but you'll hear from me personally.
Right.
Right, to thank you. And then he went on and talked about the importance of women in his life, his aunts and his grandmother, his mom, Marge. He talked about they would talk about pitch selection sometimes after his starts, his daughters, Saya and Jordan, and then maybe most importantly, his wife, Amber, who is also an MLB agent, if you guys didn't know. And she's awesome, the guiding star in his life for almost 30 years. And so he finished his speech by saying about the women in his life, and he said, I want you guys to go home, tell your grandmothers, your mamas, your siblings, your sisters, your daughters, etc., that you love them. So taking his advice, Mama Barbara, Doreen, my mother-in-law, Ella, Riley, Brooklyn, and Tegan, and, of course, my lovely wife, Tracy. I love you all. That's from Cece.
Very sweet. It was a great speech.
It was a great speech. It was a great weekend. I enjoyed it.
I felt bad because it was so hot, and you could see the
But you knew it. They warned you.
Yeah, you
they
knew going you. In.
When you get a packet, they tell you, be ready to sweat.
Right.
So
Cece had such a great career, and I love the way he addressed all aspects of it.
Yeah.
From his early days in Cleveland to even the decision to come here, which is one of those decisions we will always cite.
Well, it's also like we forget the pit stop in Milwaukee.
Well, I think the pit stop in Milwaukee for me, and I'm going to be an IBO in this case, and I understand what he did for Yankee fans, and I respect it, but I'm just going to take a step away.
Mm-hmm.
What he did in Milwaukee is what makes him a legend.
Right.
Because he not only got traded to a baseball team and pitched to a 1.6 ERA, that's great. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy in his contract year who took the ball on 3 days rest for a month straight.
Think about that.
That is insanity. In a contract year where one injury could have derailed everything.
Yeah.
So for all of his accomplishments, just to me as an IBO, there's nothing more impressive than what he did in 08 with Milwaukee.
100%. And not only that, he threw three complete games to end the season.
Yeah, well, I know. Like, including the last one that eliminated the Mets.
Who the hell does that?
I know.
It's unfathomable to think about pitchers doing that these days. Unselfishly sacrificing, not even sacrificing, it's just going to grind and do your job and then do it well.
Oh, and do it incredibly well. He threw seven complete games in the 17 starts he made for the Brewers down the stretch. That run was one of the great trade acquisition runs I've ever seen.
Right.
And the fact he did it knowing there was so much risk of injury and it could have derailed the contract he got, it's one of the great things in his career.
Right. One of the things I was asked, because, I mean, CeCe has so many friends, like, everywhere.
Right.
Like, across all industries, whether it's music or sports or entertainment or whatever it may be. When I was on MLB Network, they asked me, what do you, like, most about him? I said, no matter what situation you find him in, you're going to feel good when you leave it. Because he's infectiously happy.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And he's engaging and larger than life. I mean, you saw it when he came to the Fanatics Fest and he sat on the desk. He's engaging and he's real. And he's not been perfect, right? He's had his problems. We all know about the alcohol issue that he went through, but he came out of it and he's been committed to it for years now. It's just, he's the easiest person that I know to root for success for.
And it's something we didn't know necessarily at the time. It's more come out over the last few years that when Brian Cashman signed him, obviously he wanted to sign this great pitcher. Like, who wouldn't want to sign a great pitcher coming off that run with Milwaukee? But part of the reason why they signed him is they looked at him as a guy that could clean up the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
That there were real issues, I guess, in the A-Rod Jeter feud that was going on. And that Brian Cashman felt that personality could change everything.
He's a leader.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.